quarters of hours near the Theatre of the Horse on the Rose Garden lawn. And they'll also just up the road there. So you get this right, Benz. It's Bentley. Bentley, not Bensley. Bentley, our new partners with their luxurious cars. They'll be on display. Of course, they're supporting the Bentley Hank Stakes today. And for all the general admission customers, there's so much going on down that ledger lawn through that great precinct now, the Pony Palms. There's also the Tab Country Barn. So plenty of spaces for people to get undercover if it gets a bit inclement, but it's a beautiful day to go out to Royal Randwick for Mullet and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day.
It will be for sure, and I was wandering throughout the front earlier when the gallop was taking place about 5 to 6, and I looked into the Palms area and it was all just spacious and ready to go, and I thought, isn't this going to be a bit different in about 5 or 6 hours? It'll be going off, so we urge people to get out here. The weather's not going to be as bad as what many people may have thought earlier in the week, and we've got a good 4. Members 11:30 and the general admission 11:45. And what is it, 10 past one the first and the last not till just after six, but that's for good reason because that Scalacci at a quarter to six has the winner going into the Everest.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. So much interest, so much intrigue continues to unfold with the Everest this week with different slots being filled. But as you say, that last race at Caulfield has particular significance for next week's huge race. Look, tickets are selling so fast for that. I really can't say enough to people to get in now, lock in your tickets before they're all gone. All corporate hospitality is sold out. General admission are the only tickets left now. All members' tickets are sold out. So it's a chance for people to get out there and witness what is just an extraordinary day. And look, as you say, we can't wait to get through the Mullet and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes, but the Tab Everest did something else.
Exactly. General admission only at this stage for the Everest next week. Good on you, Brett. We'll catch you out here later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing combine with the Australian Turf Club for the prestigious Everest Spring Racing Carnival.
Incredible racing moments will be created.
Hear the breaking racing news plus the crucial race day interviews.
Your best start every day this spring is
Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB and HQ Insurance.
Be sure, insure with HQ.
Yes, it's just gone 7 o'clock, a couple of minutes past, and we're broadcasting from Royal Randwick this morning, the morning of the Spring Champion, the morning of the inaugural running of the Silver Eagle. First, second and third can run in a race worth $7.5 million on November 2, the Golden Eagle. And for those that are waking up and thinking, I wonder how much rain they've had, 2.5 mils only. And Ron Duffersey is with us in our OB van. Duff, you live close. This has been thinking, oh, what are we going to get earlier in the week, but only 2.5 at this stage overnight.
Yeah, a freakish event, Andrew, because we're, you know, even the experts and even Nevesh was expecting 16, 17 mils before the first, and you look at the radar, it was a no-brainer, but just went right around us.
Yeah, for once.
I live for once, that's right, we got lucky. We got very lucky, and even the old Daily Bailey got it wrong. He was, it's coming.
Well, I'm not ruling out that we may get a bit more.
Nowhere near as much as what we expect.
No, there's a band of rain at the moment right opposite Wollongong off the coast. Now, Wollongong have already had 20 mil overnight, so they probably don't need a lot more because it's just into the heavy eight, and the band there is off the coast, but we could get some showers over the next couple of hours. So, but Michael Wood, listening to him, I think they knew it was coming, so they've done no watering.
Yeah, I think we need a bit of water on the track.
Exactly, it's a good 4 and a Pennot of 5.03. So we'll just monitor that band of rain that's down, as I say, right opposite Wollongong at this stage. Duff, I text because when you arrived, you mentioned that there were going to be some parts that could have got some rain. Our good mate Brett Kavanagh out at Scone has said we've got 13 mil at the track, but up to 30 mil at Scone if you're under the right cloud. So some parts out there that have had good rain. And Melanie O'Gorman at Tamworth has said we've had a few drops at the farm, but a storm in town had some rain overnight. So there's some parts that have had
good rain.
Yeah, have had some rain. So let's hope they're getting a stack of rain up at Newcastle this morning. It's coming right in from Newcastle and Port Macquarie. They had a big cup day yesterday, but they've had rain overnight. It's a heavy eight at Port Macquarie at this stage with showers hanging around. So there's a lot to unfold. Gee, you've put a strong list of interviews together. And also, we might have an extra. We're just going to see what happens. 10 Sovereigns is having its last gallop this morning, last serious one. If we can get, if depending on when they gallop, if they can get to us before 10 to 8, otherwise we'll chat to them a little bit later in the morning. So we'll work on that as we go. What about the Silver Eagle? You know, there's just these first three home can run in a $7.5 million race.
Well, this Silver Eagle's looking so competitive. Well, so it should be for the money it's worth. And there's some really good horses that aren't qualified. So to qualify yourself, you've got to run a place today. And that's why we've got, you know, a good horse from Melbourne, a good horse from Tasmania, a good horse from Adelaide. That'll let us have a look at the form, line up these horses with some of our better ones as well.
Exactly.
And it's an intriguing little race.
Well, one of those, we're going to talk to a few of the trainers that have got horses in this race. The first one is Mike Maroney, who's got Buffalo River lining up in the race. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Ed.
Looking forward to this. As Duff just said, you know, it's a great opportunity. The first three home, you don't have to worry about an order of entry for the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, dead right. Yeah, look, that's why we're up there, trying to see if we're good enough to run the first three. And, you know, if we are, we'll hopefully be back for the final.
And, Mike, just with this horse, everything seems to be a positive, the right-handed way.
Yeah, we think so. We've done a lot of galloping. They've let us gallop here probably half a dozen times because we've been sort of aiming at this race for a while. And so he's well-practiced going right-handed. And he'd already had a race right-hander before we got him. So, we won't use that as an excuse if he does get beaten. He's well-practiced.
How'd you come about him, Mike? He's obviously been purchased from overseas.
Actually, Paul wanted me to buy him as a yearling, actually, Ron. Was in America. We'd bought two the year before, and that's the only one he put to me. And I just said we weren't buying that year. And then he ended up in a horse and training sale out of John Gosden's stable, and Paul rang me and said he was there and liked him, and so we bought him.
He's had a couple of jump outs.
He's had two jump outs, yeah.
And his racing style, he's obviously been on his lead. He's just had off the speed. He's obviously an on-speed galloper.
Yeah, look, he's got a pretty high cruising speed. And that's just him. We've tried to sort of teach him to relax as much as we can. But look, I was warned and talking to John Gosden about him, that was the reason I think they passed him on, was he wanted gelding, and two, he needed to settle down. We've done our best, but he still is a free-running sort of horse. You know, as you know, as you get up higher in the class, it's a little bit harder to do that. But like we're coming off winter form, where the form isn't as strong, but he was impressive doing what he did. So it's just hard to really marry up all these different forms.
We didn't get the rain we expected in Sydney last night, but if we do get another shower today, that wouldn't worry him too much.
That would probably help him, I would think, because I think he needs to be going probably 14 at least to be near his best. You know, so that little bit of rain would definitely make it more like it.
And Martin Harley, I tried to get him on yesterday, and he just had something else going on at the time when we needed him. But he's a UK jockey of top quality. He rode in Hong Kong last season, and he's starting to make a bit of a fist of it down in Victoria.
Yeah, look, he's going really well here. And I've been taking a bit of notice of him, and we just thought he may suit this horse. You know, being a horse that sometimes they rode him on a little bit of a longer rein, and they do relax a bit better because they're used to that. So that's how Theory used him, and he's well-practiced riding right-handed in Hong Kong and that sort of thing. So even though he hasn't had the practice going around the Sydney tracks, it'll be the only little negative, but I think he'll suit our horse in the style.
You got a couple of runners at Caulfield. Tophane is, she was wide the other day at Caulfield, but she did beat Hortbury on her two starts back.
Yeah, no, the opposite, actually, Ron. She got on the fence, and she doesn't like being crowded. She's better in the clear, and she just got, she wouldn't take a gap, got tight a little bit, and then sort of really didn't do much from there. she can turn the whole thing around. She's very talented, and if she gets the right run, even though it looks a pretty strong version of this race, she is pretty talented herself.
And you got Hangman in race five. Is he a sleeper?
I think so, yeah. Look, we went through the Mornington Cup trying to win his way into the Caulfield Cup. He went, his only really bad race he's ever gone in his life, I think, was that day. And so we went to the paddock, and we've come back and tried a second way of getting into this, through this race. So we're hopeful of winning this to make the Caulfield Cup. And his last win was a soft win. Look, timing-wise, I think he's going to be at his, improved to be pretty close to his best for this race. So it be very interesting to see if he's good enough.
All right, we'll monitor that as we get through the day. Good luck here, Mike. There's a lot of interest in all of these horses, but particularly Buffalo River. Duff's got it right off the top there that, they're all here from different places because that the first three home make it to November 2.
You're right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, mate. Mike Moroney joining us there. Now, I'm going to go through Randwick Scratchings, but the new horse Australian Bloodstock, they bought a lot of horses in for the Melbourne Spring. Dance Terrier has come out on vet's advice, race 7, number 10. I'm just getting in contact with the good friends at Australian Bloodstock, Jamie Lovett, and as soon as I get an update there, let's hope nothing serious there.
I read yesterday that they scoped her and there was just a little bit of mucus there, so it's a little set. Back, I'd say. So I don't think it's going to be nothing big time.
Yeah, that's good.
The vets were told that yesterday, and they're going to make a decision this morning.
Righto. So it's come out, race 7, number 10, out of the Caulfield Stakes. We'll monitor that as we go. Now, let's just, before we go on to our next interview, something I shouldn't normally do off the top at 7 is the scratchings. So we're on a good 4 here at Randwick. The current scratchings, race 1, number 6, Carillion, and 13, Dad's Blaze, 6 and 13. In race 2, number 1, Exemplar, 2, Mongolian Wolf, 3, Doi Khan, 7, Master Shuhud, and 8, Rapido Shaparo, 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. Race 3, number 11, Amangiri's come out of that race. Race 3, number 11. Races 4 and 5 at this stage are clear. Race 6, number 4, Dyslexic, and 11, Miss Moana, 4 and 11. And then go to the last, race 9, number 4, number 5, Grimior, and 13, Malia Magic, 5 and 13. A lot of those, in fact, ran yesterday at Port Macquarie. And Jamie Lovett has just confirmed what you've just said there with that horse. It had a bit of mucus. There's no drama. They just didn't simply want to take a risk with him at the start with the Cox Plate in mind. So that's the reason for that scratching out of Caulfield. Wendy Roach is joining us now. Morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. You're probably one that would have liked a little bit more rain.
Doesn't really bother me, but in saying that, I guess it gets rid of a lot of the opposition in fact, if they don't handle it, because she handles every condition, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
She's one tough mare, isn't she?
Well, she is, and I just rang John this morning to tell him that she's put on 4 kilos since 2 days ago, so she handles the backup quite well. She's bucking and squealing, and I think she's going to go super today.
John's not climbing Everest, is he?
I'm not sure. He was concerned because, she only lost 2 kilos coming out of the Epsom. And she got drenched on Monday and Wednesday. She just did, pace work and a little bit of a gallop on Wednesday. But I was a bit concerned that I hadn't worked her enough because she's a type of mare that she just thrives on work and backup in racing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and she's backed up well in the past. The last time she backed up and she won here at Randwick over the mile.
Well, she's backed up 3 times. She ran third with Rachel on beaten 0.3 in the aspirations when she first contested it. Then we backed her up in the autumn, and Blake Shin and I and John sort of just made a bit of a hasty decision that if there wasn't any pace on, Blake sort of thought, will we try to, break her pattern and go in the middle stages? And we just found that when we do that she just doesn't have the same turn of foot. And then so we just have been riding her in her pattern of racing and letting her do her own thing and getting going at the 600, and she won, the other day backing up. So I guess you've got to throw her in it. It's a mare's race at 1,600. It's a little bit of a concern just that it's not a 2,000-metre race, and she's got an on-pace horse. So there's only Amangiri that sort of got the pace at the moment. So I guess we just have to find out whether she just gets too much of a lead or not.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not going to mess with her pattern of racing?
Not really, no. I don't think it's worth it.
After today, is there a spring race over the carnival for her?
Like most owners, she's nominated for the Cox Plate. Obviously, I don't think she'll get into that. There's the Meyer Classic that's been thrown around. There's the Mayor's Race at the end of the carnival, the Matriarch. Just have to play and see. There's also the Rosehill Cup, the new race that's on, whether we just stay in Sydney. I guess we just have to see how she goes today and, you know, hopefully she runs well and wins and then we'll just assess the situation then.
Okay, well, there's plenty of options for her and she's tough enough to handle them, just looking at a record.
Well, the other day, Wendy, she just kept finding out why, didn't she?
Well, I said to Ben, I said, unfortunately, she's drawn wide, which isn't a problem with her. It's just how far back she gets, and I think she got back a pair or two too far. But I don't think she would have ever won the race on the pattern of racing. Like, you have to be in the first three or four and, you know, four on within four of the fence. And she doesn't do herself any favours with the pattern of her racing. So, you know, she ran the second fastest sectionals in the Epson other than Chicago Shark. So, you know, I guess, but she does that all the time, I guess, for punters. You know, she's a bit of a worrying concern. But as far as an owner and a trainer goes, you know, she's on form.
Yep, understand. Well, we wish you the best today in the angst with Natoya. Hope John, wherever he may be, is going to be celebrating after the race.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Wendy Roach there joining us from Warwick Farm. She is a trier. I remember this. There was one win that just stays in your mind when she just burst on the scene and went bang, ran away from them.
She's very talented.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, she hasn't got the best racing style, so that's why she hasn't got the winning strike rate.
Yeah.
But she's overachieved in big races many times.
Yeah, for sure. We've got 13 earlies at this stage. Looking at race 9, Ron, Paquiri's just come out. And Cardiff has just come out to the emergency. Did it go? Was it one that ran yesterday? Or is come out. Race 5, number 11, Paquiri, and 15, Cardiff. A couple of extras there. Gerald Ryan's online on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Mate, have you had rain out at Rosehill?
Yeah, when I got here, I checked the thing, and we'd had, this is at half past three, we'd had 11 mils, and now we've had 17.
Yeah, so you're getting it out there. For once, Randwick's been the fortunate one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It probably suits you, not too much rain here, whether you can have a couple of unknowns in it, especially Batiga in race 4. Gerald, he's a good-looking prospect.
He is, Ron, you know. He's a nice, big, stretchy horse. He's just taking a bit of time. Probably defied his pedigree a little bit. When you look at his pedigree page, you know, there's only one horse that's won over 1,600 metres, the rest of them all won up to 1,400 metres, you know. So, but he does go like a horse. It looks as if he's going to get at least a mile, at least 16, might even get 2,000. And he looks that way. He's that type of horse.
Today, he probably, well, there's a couple. Well, Collada, will he go forward in this race? He's your other horse.
Yeah, Collada will go forward. He'd be in the first three. His horses would probably be up there somewhere, but yeah, Collada to going for, because since we found the pattern of riding that way, he's been going good, you know. And I freshened him up after aiming him at this race after Newcastle, because he did have three runs in 16 days prior. Now he's gone 3 weeks, so he's going good as well. Yeah, and he will run the journey, yeah.
Okay. Race 5 standout, hard to knock. He's going really well.
Yeah, he is. He's going well. He's always shown the ability. He's gone from a maiden to a midweek race to a stakes race in three starts. And this does look a bit harder today. But, you know, he's drawn well and should get a nice run just back off him. And will be strong late, but whether he's good enough, we'll find out today. But can't do any more than what he's done, you know.
No, you get on. Zaria in race 6, nice mare, stiffest test though.
Stiffest test, yeah. Trying to get a good run. Just thought we'd have a go at one of these races while she's still on the way up and not on the way down. You know, to three runs back had been quite good, solid. And I was always going to go here. If she had a one at Canterbury, I was going to come here with her. But I thought, oh, well, run on second the way she ran, you know, it was as good as a win. So we'll give her one crack at this and just see, you know, chance for, you know, run top four. We'll be really happy.
Yeah. And you finish with Legend of Condor. He's going well, but it's a hot year for these four-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a hot year. And, you know, there's nothing ugly. He should have won at Mini Valley. But, and since he's been gelded, his runs have been good. And when Nash rode him first up, he suggested them to go further with him. But when he came on, he's done well. When he came home from Melbourne, but there was nothing there for him here in Sydney for 5 weeks, and there's nothing in Melbourne for 4 weeks. So I said, well, see if he can run 1300, and you get an idea if he can run it. You know, if he's solid and strong through the line, running fifth or sixth in this, or, you know, you go back to his right grade, and he might be all right. You know?
And we missed you at the two-year-old trials this year. Usually you got one or two up and running.
Yeah, I had three really nice colts, and one pulled up Shinsaw the Friday before the trial. Another bloke had a temperature, so we tipped them out, and we trial one who is very quite cold here at home, but we got to the trials that day and lost the plot. He thought he was a seven-year-old stallion, so we brought him home and gave him another jump out here and then tipped him out. So, but they're starting to crank up now, you know. There's probably 20 in work now, so...
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see Batiga and stand out, because they're the ones unbeaten, and we're looking forward to seeing them stand up again, hopefully today. Gerald, we'll see you out here.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, boys.
Good on you. Right, yeah. To Gerald Ryan going through his runners today here. You know, live reads. You know, I stumble.
You're so very good at
them. I'm very good at them. Munsey's got one today.
Oh, yeah.
They've asked for Munsey to read it.
It'll be in his glory.
Oh, mate. And I don't.
He loves that
stuff. I'm just not going to show him before. I'm just going to say, right, read this.
Do it straight away.
The reason why he's doing it is it's about a beer.
Oh,
so,
I hope it's one he likes.
Well,
I hope it's not one of them craft beers.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
he's
giving,
early on there.
He's out the back, and I'm just giving him a little warning. I'm not too sure whether he knows it's coming, but it's coming. They've asked specially. The only thing that I'm a bit unsure about is whether he's going to cop the same as Hadley does on 2GB. So we'll wait and see what he gets for reading it out after 8 o'clock. Mark Unum's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Well, there's a lot of expectation around Shadow Hero, but, the feel around Quackerjack must be pretty positive as well today.
Yeah, look, I think that gained a bit of momentum with the expected rain, because he's a very good wet tracker. But, look, he's got good form on all types of ground. He's just a really genuine animal.
Well, he looks to return well by the trials. You've got him up and running nicely.
Yeah, look, he's come back really well. He's a sort of horse. He's just improved a bit each preparation. And, look, even going back to the winter there, his form against, Colding and Trope was pretty good. So, you know, he's coming back at a good time of year for him, and hopefully we end up, you know, maybe at the Villiers there.
Yeah. Just with him, if we get a few more showers, it's still a good four, Mark. So, are your hopes dampened by that with no rain, or only 2.5 so far?
No. Look, he's, like I said, he goes on all types of ground.
Yeah.
It probably dulls the others a bit. But look, he's in really good form. The way the race sets up, you'd think, either he'll control it or you make me smile, one or the other. And look, he's one leading and he's one taking a sit. So, you know, I'm happy with the horse. There's a bit of improvement to come, but his first up record probably should read 3 out of 4. The other first up run he had, he never got out. He ran about 7th in a race at Randwick, and he probably should have won it. So, he performs well first up, so I'd expect him to do the same.
Well, you won this race last year. You've got Shadow Hero in it this year, and obviously you're pretty confident you can do it again.
Yeah, look, I've always really liked this horse. He, I've been dying to get him out to, the distances he's at now. And we all saw the other day what he could do at the end of 1800. And, look, you'd think 2000 Randwick would only be better again for him. Every race he's been in, he's been the best the best finisher and the best through the line. You can see first up there in the Dulcify, he was hampered a couple of times in the straight, but his last 100 and his furlong through the line was really strong. And the other day, the race was run, you know, ideally for him. I mean, midfield defence off a fast pace and into the clear from the 500. I'd like to see something similar today. You know, he was so strong the other day to the line, you'd think, you know, coming to Randwick and up to 2,000, he could only be better again.
Yeah, for sure. And probably you're probably happy with, you know, obviously you've got a couple of wet trackers in today, but you're probably, the great uncertainty with him today was if we did get in onto a real wet track.
Yeah, well, look, I was hoping he'd handle it, but that's all it was. I mean, pedigree suggested he would, and look, you know, having ridden him a few times in work, I'd say he's got the sort of action to handle a wet track, but you know, you don't really want to be coming here on your grand final day and have a heavy track thrown at you and not be sure. So I'm happy where we're at.
The last race, Two Good Chances, Black Magnum. Well, this is his distance range, 1,100 metres, and I thought it was a terrific run the other day.
Oh, look, it was. He gave a really good filly. He tells us he's in ball about 7 kilos. So, you know, his effort to keep hitting the line up, being wide on the way, was really good. He's maintained that sort of form, so he's going to be okay today. You know, he'll be in the finish. The other filly,
We're just losing you a little bit, Mark. I think you're walking in the wind. Maybe just turn your head around, mate. Sorry.
Yep.
Just start
How's
with
that?
Black. Yeah, that's beautiful, mate. Just start with Black Magnum again.
Yeah, I'd just say he's in the same sort of form as he was the other day. He's just held his body weight really well. He's moving well. His work's been the same. So from a better alley, you know, I'd expect he'd be in the finish. Whereas Invicta Salute, she's coming up well. She's had a couple of nice trials without being fully tested. And, look, she'll benefit from today's run. So if I had a leaning, it would only be just on fitness to Black Magnum.
Okay. Well, we'll wait and see. There's a little bit of band of rain down near Wollongong that I don't know whether it's going to get here or go inland before it gets here. So it will be interesting to see what happens with conditions. It's a good four, and we'll wait and see. We'll see you out here later on.
Yep, good. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Newnham joining us there. I mean, he got everything Shadow Hero the other day when Rhaegar just lost the plot and went forward.
Yeah.
Andrew Forsman said on Thursday, we don't think Rhaegar will do it again.
Yeah.
But it'll be a different race if he doesn't.
No, and that'll help, you know, Thinking Big might be the forgotten horse there as well. If he does get into his rhythm at home here.
Blinkers on,
controlling again, he comes back into it. But it's just that I know he had favours the other day, but
he was so strong.
The manner he just put them away.
Yeah, he just left them. Don't forget today, the bonus bet offers from TAB races 1 to 6, or if you're in a venue, if you're coming out here to Randwick today, go into venue mode and you'll get every race for that bonus bet today, if your horse runs second or third. And Ron, you got to play the quaddie today. A projected jackpot of $750,000 on the quaddie today here at Randwick as well.
All over it.
Yeah, you're all over it. Mm. Oh, can't wait for those numbers a little while later. Dor Khan has come out of race two. Race two, number three. It was an outsider in that race. He's here from Tasmania. He's here with a good horse. He had a little bit of issue with flights and everything, but he's been on the outskirts of Sydney at a beautiful property. He keeps telling me at Waratah at Paul Fudge's property, and Scott Brunton is here with the inevitable. Morning, Scott.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Excellent, mate. You had your little issues, but you got on a float and you've been in Sydney on the outskirts of Sydney for a couple of days. How's the horse done?
Yeah, the horse has done fantastic, mate. He's settled in terrific. Eating good. Had a couple of days' work up here on the property. Yeah, can't fault him. Yep.
How good is he? You know, he's won 7 from 9, 1,000 to a mile, wet and dry. He just seems the complete little racehorse.
He's just the full package. Ron, I don't know how good he is, mate. I don't think I've had one as good before, so I haven't got one I could sort of measure him against. So, but he's very exciting. It makes me nervous every time we go to the races. That's probably a good sign.
The win at Moonee Valley last start was, I guess, in a similar way to what we were just saying with Shadow Hero. It was the way that you just ran away from the rivals.
Yeah, he beat some horses that, you know, might be well into their racing careers, but have showed great promise and were in good form. So he was, it was a great effort. You know, to say we were shocked with the way he did it would probably be an understatement. He's always sort of been the type of horse to just get the job done. But he really put him away, and it was very exciting. And we're excited going into today.
He seems adaptable. He just, well, barrier four today. Well, he'd be in the first half of the field, wouldn't he?
I'd like to think so. He missed the kick a little bit last start, and that was sort of not really the way he does things. I don't mind riding him sort of a bit colder than he had been ridden in the past. But, look, the biggest concern is this way of going first time. I don't sort of know what sort of effect it's going to have on him. But he's a small horse. He seems adaptable. He's got a great rider on, drawing a good barrier in a reasonably strong race. So,
yeah. I've heard you talking about him being a small horse. How small is he?
We weigh him here. He's 438 kilos, so there's not much of him.
No.
He's only very little.
Okay. And have you done much work with him this way round?
Look, we've got a couple of gallops going reverse way at Launceston and another track, but we work on the beach straight lines most of the time, so done what we can, we think. Have a small trot and canter track. He's been working reverse way around for about 6 weeks. So, look, we've done as much as we can with the tools we've got. We'd have liked to have got him up here earlier and been able to give him a gallop this way of going, but like Andrew said, we had trouble with the plane, so unfortunately that wasn't to be. So we're going in a little bit underprepared, I would have thought, but still I wouldn't swap him for any of them.
And Nashville Willer, you've obviously locked away a jockey that's in form. Do you think Nashville is going to suit a horse like the inevitable that only weighs 438?
Look, there'll be no dead weight on him, and he's certainly the smallest horse with maybe the biggest jockey. But, look, mate, he's a great horseman. I used to watch his old man when I was a kid, young kid in Victoria, around the Western Districts and that, riding the Corinthians. So, yeah, great riding blood pulsing through his veins, isn't there? So
yeah.
I won't be telling him what to do, and I won't need to.
And your old man chose this one?
Yeah, he sure did, mate. It's none of me. So.
And he keeps reminding you too, I guess.
Yeah, he does now. I kept reminding him for the first 6 months what the hell he'd done. He kept on going to the old Brawny Spirit story. Oh, Brawny Spirit was done very small. No dramas, Dad. Yeah.
Anyone that buys a small horse brings up the Brawny Spirit story. Look, we talk about his record. This horse you got in Melbourne today, Mandela Effect, he hasn't got a bad record in his own right.
What's Scotty done there? You there, Scott? Okay, the line dropped up. He must have... do we get him back?
No, we don't have to, but he's got a nice horse in Mandela.
He's got a nice horse, okay. Yeah. I can get him back if you want me to get him back.
No, that's okay.
Okay, all right. Mm. So that's Scott Brunton joining us there, the trainer of the inevitable. And it is the unknown today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is the unknown. He could just turn up and win running away from him, couldn't he?
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the market does with him. They love him early.
Mm.
And be interested if all the pros just have him rating through the roof there and make him run real.
Or do they sit against him?
Exactly. Yeah. It'll be one way or another.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break here. Still to come, Joe Pride, Tim Clark, and we're waiting for scratchings to go. Or in fact, they've gone straight to interim. So, guys, just before we go to a break, let's check these scratchings out for Randwick. So we've had 2.5 mil of rain only overnight. It's a good four, Penno 5.03, and the interim scratchings, race one, number 6, Carillon, and 13, Dad's Blaze, 6 and 13. Race two, number 1, Exemplar, 2, Mongolian Wolf, 3, Dorkan, 7, Master Shuhud, and 8, Rapido Shaparo, 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. Race 3, number 11, Amangiri, number 11. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 4, Dyslexic, and 11, Miss Moana, 4 and 11. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, number 5, Grimior, 11, Pequera, 13 Malia Magic and 15 Cardiff. 5, 11, 13 and 15. They're the interim scratchings for Randwick here at Spring Champion Day, and we'll be back with more interviews. And stand by after 8 o'clock, a live read from Glenn Munsey.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1300 45 beer. Take the Wingman challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I don't know. I can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas now.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. Buy champion racehorse and sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Black Friars and Talloch Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, great to have HQ Insurance with us right through the Everest Racing Carnival today. Spring Champion, I think we're at week four. I think it's week four of the carnival with next week the TAB Everest, and we're counting down to the Golden Eagle on November 2 as well. So whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or give them a call on the Sydney number, 8913 1640. 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ. And I say a Sydney number because I was at the Australian Awards down in Hobart on Thursday night, where Winx won and Santa Ana Lane won the Champion Sprinter and lots of other awards. But there were people coming up saying, we watch you on a Saturday morning. Say good day to Duff and Munns. We get a lot of enjoyment out of it. So for everybody that was there the other night that came up, good morning to you all. It was a
good spot, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good spot. Well put together by Taz Racing down there. I reckon the good thing, Duff, is that it's moving around, that every state gets their chance. Yeah. If they want to run it, then they've got the chance.
Yeah, I know. No doubt.
Yeah.
Good luck to the winners as well.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of things happening, obviously, this week around the TAB Everest. The barrier draw is going to be at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. The colours will be on the arches of the arch of the Sydney Harbour, and the numbers and everything else on the pylon. So that will all go ahead on Tuesday night for the TAB Everest draw. And they've got a big morning out here on Monday. There's trials going on, and they've also got a couple of horses galloping that will run in the Everest. So you'll get a bit of coverage on that, and we might even do something on Punters Postmortem on Monday morning as well.
Yep.
Tim Clark's joining us here on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Have you had rain at home?
Yeah, we've had a bit up here, yeah. So a lot more than the Randwick's cop, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, we've only had 2.5 and maybe not much more. Looking at that band down at Wollongong, it may go inland before it gets here. We'll just keep an eye on that, Duff.
Yeah, for sure. Another nice book of rides, Tim. Things are going well for you. Black Wand in the first, nice credentials. You rode him in a recent trial.
Yeah, obviously won two of his past three, and I trialled him the other day with the Kurt had this race in mind for him, so I thought he trialled well in, you know, strong enough heat, drawn a nice gate to get a nice soft run, and probably with the rain not coming, and so it's not going to be probably a testing mile, probably helps him in a way, so looks like he's got a good chance to start the day.
Yeah, he looked like he had a good chance. I think he's got a better one now that the rain didn't come. Obviously, that first up mile is always a query if you're on wet tracks. But Master of Wine looks a lovely ride in race two. I got your first ride on him, but you would have seen the replays of him, and 2,000 probably suits him third up.
Yeah, I haven't obviously haven't ridden him, but he's very consistent. He hasn't won one out here yet, but he's definitely knocking on the door, and you know, third up last prep, he come to Randwick over 2,000 and ran into Wolf, so probably not bad form. And, you know, a few scratchings, or quite a few scratchings, there's only a small field now, so wherever he lobs, you know, he's probably not going to be too far away. So, no, he looks ready to win, and a slight gear change as well, so... yeah, hopefully he can just get a breakthrough today, and said he's five placings out here, so he's close to a win. Hopefully today's the day.
Thy Kingdom Come in race three, he's a little bit tricky, but he's a fit horse.
Yeah, fit horse. Racing pretty well without winning. Looks good pressure in this race with You Make Me Smile and Quacker Jack. So, yeah, they won't be... I don't think they'll be loafing, and... he might just get the opportunity to just to stalk in behind them today and have a last shot at them. But consistent and gets a little bit of weight relief as well today.
Cock Match in race four, he's a horse that makes his own luck.
Yeah, I thought he did quite a good job last start. And the winner of that race is in this race as well and in with the chance. So, look, it's not an overly strong... Dan Fox, and from a good draw and making his own luck, he can definitely fill the place, one of the placings, that's for sure.
Cosmic Force, one of your better rides. He just seemed like just a lack of a recent run beat him there first up.
Yeah, you'd think so. And looking at his form, he tends to improve as he gets into his prep. I rode him Tuesday morning, worked extremely well. Yeah, he probably would have been one that if the rain did come, it wouldn't have bothered him. But he's got good form on dry as well, and meets stand out a bit better at the weights, and with that extra run under his belt, that's going to be in his favour as well. And I thought he looked really hard to beat, even from a wide draw. He should just roll across and be up in the first couple, and probably won't look to overcomplicate things too much there with him. And he's pretty nice horse, I think. He's got a good future.
Yeah, for sure. Gainza, Godolphin are in form, so it's always nice to be thought of.
Yeah, she's been very consistent sort of early on in her prep. She's had sort of a few little freshen up, but sort of her last couple, she's gotten a long way back and probably just had a bit too much to do, so... looks a race where there doesn't look to be a lot of speed. Maybe she can take up a more forward position, and so she's not having to sort of find 5 or 6 lengths on straightening. But yeah, she hasn't won for a while, and but she, as I said, her form early in her prep, she was very consistent. But just the last couple, she's been a touch disappointing. So hopefully, out to the mile today, and she can recapture a bit of her form from early in her prep.
Just thinking, things didn't really go to script last start, but the blinkers and maybe more control up front today at home?
Hope so. He thought he was good in his first couple of runs back, and well, I thought he was good the other day as well. Actually,
he was.
He just got there's just too much pressure. So, and if you look at sort of the horses that were up there pressuring him, where they finished compared to where he finished, I thought he's there was plenty of merit in his run. Obviously, he's got 4.5 lengths there to make up on the winner, which isn't easy to do in a short period of time. But his work on Tuesday morning with the blinkers was very good. He actually worked with Rapido Shaparo, who won the Port Cup, so he had the better of him on Tuesday morning. So he appears to be going well still. And, it's just going to be a matter of how much pressure he gets early. If he does get to control it, the two main dangers are probably going to be back, and hopefully I can get a bit of a break on them, because there might be a bit of dead wood that they have to get around to sort of get into the race. So we haven't given up hope that he can turn the tables, that's for sure.
Yeah, you make a good case for him. Tommy's out, so you've got a good pick-up right here.
Yeah, she's been a model of consistency. She's going great guns. She's always obviously a filly that had shown good potential. I haven't ridden her race day, but I've ridden her a couple of times track work previously, and then again this week. And she's a hell of a lot stronger mare now than what she was, and obviously that's been able to sort of help her. Really be, come of age and put a few wins together. So she's in a great zone at the moment. Her work Tuesday was good, so there's no reason to suggest that she can't run a big race once again. Obviously, it's not getting any easier, she's in great form, so she's hard to deny her a chance.
And Ballistica pretty well in the last?
Yeah, she just doesn't sort of help herself by beginning a bit poor and getting a long way back and having to make up a fair bit of ground. There's a few scratchings that obviously that'll help a few less horses to get around, but from that draw she's probably got no options but to race, definitely in the second half of the field. But just hopefully she can begin a little bit better and maybe be in front of two or three or four even, and so she just doesn't have to make up so much ground. But she's racing well, and she's looking great. Bjorn's team's going terrific, so she's got no weight in the back, and she's got a good turn of foot. So if they overdo it up front, she's going to be one getting home late.
Well, you've got a ride in every race, and many of them are great. It's interesting with the spring champion, just the way you've spoken about your ride there with the blinkers going on. It might just really make this a race today.
Yeah, well, this is sort of his race that we thought he'd get to this time and be hard to beat in. There was a bit of a hiccup at his previous start, but I think that if he can get a bit of control and rail out and Shadow Hero and Castelbanfio, they might sort of have a few roadblocks in front of them to get round to. He might be off and gone, so we'll give him something to catch anyway.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure. Good on you, Tim. We'll see you out here later. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Tim Clark joining us there. And our last interview is with Joe Pride, who's got, of course, a lot of interest in the Silver Eagle with Fasika. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
Just 2.5 mil of rain out here, mate. The sun's out. It's just been opposite to what we normally cop here at Randwick.
Yeah, and vice versa for out here. We've had all the rain, so still raining now, actually. But, hard to think. They might get a little bit more yet, but... I'm pretty comfortable where it's at, and I'm also not too bothered if we got a decent amount more. She's very capable on both surfaces.
Yeah, it's a big 15 minutes for you today, and 5:35:45.
Yeah, you noticed that, did you? That's pretty painful. I've got to wait all day just for 15 minutes or so. Pain or ecstasy, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Look, she was very brave, suffering her first defeat there first up.
It was a terrific run. Yeah, look, I couldn't have been happy with it as a return and right there. And sort of, you know, went home and had to think about it at night and scrapped the plan to run in the pendant to really concentrate on this eagle. And, you know, obviously going by the Silver Eagle.
Hmm. Yeah, you were happy enough to give her a little tick-over trial during the week?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think a month between runs and sort of anticipated that possibly a wet track, you know, where you need a little bit more fitness. So, look, a really easy trial, but couldn't have been happy with the way she towed Rachel to the line. And it also gave Rachel an opportunity to sit on her as well.
What did she say?
Loved her. Yeah. She pulled up and she had a squeal and a play after the trial, and that's why I love seeing my horses come off the track. You know they've got something in reserve, and all week she's when you see her in the enclosure today, she looks amazing. She's just dapples on dapples, and she's a beautiful big mare. And you know, it's a good test for her today, though. I have a lot of respect for opposition. It's a good field.
It certainly is. Tactically, was she a little slow in a stride the other day? Is that in a makeup or not?
No, not at all. Look, she possibly was a little slow the other day, but I think she jumped well, but then just relaxed, which she does really well. I love that with me. She's very adaptable. You know, she doesn't have one single sort of pattern, and that gives you the opportunity to be a bit versatile. And, you know, we'll see how the track's playing today, but she's always on speed, somewhere thereabouts. But I love the draw. You know, she should get the right sort of run.
Yeah. Ball of Muscle, happy with him?
Yeah, really happy. So these old horses, they can put in a run like that. He hates the valley. I'm convinced of it now. It's taken me a little while to work it out. But he ran well there 4 years ago, but his three runs since have been all very poor. And you know, similar thing last year. Came off a failure in the Moya to win the Scalacci. So pleasantly surprised how this race came up. I'm not going to say it's weak because there's no such thing as a weak group race, but it's not what I potentially thought it could be. And it also looks a race where he could well get to control things, which is what he likes the best.
Take up the offer if he wins?
Oh, look, we'll see. It's a long week. It's a long week. We're going to get him back to Sydney and everything else. So the main aim is just to have him run well on the Scalacci, and we'll consider all things, you know, given the way he pulls up.
Righto. Good luck, Joe. We'll see you out here for your 15 minutes of fame.
No, I'm in Melbourne for 15 minutes of fame.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. My racing manager's got a terrible record saddling up Ball of Muscle, so I thought I'd better go do the job myself.
All right, mate. Well, if you win, we know you'll be doing it every time it runs. Good luck.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Joe Pryde joining us there. Nevesh has rolled up, Michael. It's all out there, Duff.
We've got them well educated, haven't we?
We have. We've just got to get them educated at Rose Hill. Yeah, we've just got to get them. We've just got to get them going.
Anyway,
you go and enjoy it. Righto. Let's have a look at all the scratchings now here on Racing HQ across Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and Sky Racing 1. Randwick, at this stage, just 2.5 mil of rain over. Overnight, we'll monitor if we get any more, but the tracks are good for Penno 5.03. Race 1, take out number 6, Carillon, and 13, Dad's Blaze, 6 and 13. Race 2, number 1, Exemplar, 2, Mongolian Wolf, 3, Dorkan, 7, Master Shuhud, and 18, Rapido Shaparo. 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. Race 3, number 11, Amangiri, number 11. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 4, Dyslexic, at 11, Miss Moana, 4 and 11. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, number 4, Grimior, 11, Pequeri, 13, Malia Magic, and 15, Cardiff. 5, 11, 13, and 15. To Kembla Grange, they've had 20 mil of rain overnight. It's a heavy 8, just into the heavy 8, and the rail's at 3 metres. Race 1, number 2, Legislation, number 2. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 10, Zenna, number 10. Race 5, number 2, Merino, 8, Brad, and 9, Little Arnie, 2, 8, and 9. Race 6, number 1, Black Wand, number 1. Race 7 at Kembla, number 2, Brunetta, 3, Rocca Rosa, 4, Perfect Impression, 6, Individual Gold, and 11, Zumaze. 2, 3, 4, 6, and 11. And race 8, number 1, Ban 1, 6, Pacific Legend, 7, Silent General, 10, One of the Kind, and 11, Joe's Joy. 1, 6, 7, 10, and 11. to Port Macquarie, where they've had 15 mil of rain overnight. The track's a heavy eight for the second day of their Cup Carnival. Race one, the scratchings are 3, 4, 5, and 6. Race two, the four emergencies, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Race three, take out two, and the emergencies, 12, 13, and 14. Race four, the four emergencies, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Race five, take out two, and the emergencies, 12, 13, and 14. Race six, the four emergencies, 11, 12, 13, and 14. And race seven at Port Macquarie, take out 2, 6, 11, 13, and 14. Forbes, it's fine and a good four. The rail, true, they've had 1 mil of rain only. And the two scratchings appear in race three, take out 3 and 4. Albury, overcast and a good four. Race one, take out 6 and 13. Race two, clear. The third, take out number five. Race 4, 11, 16, 17 at 18. Race 5 at Albury, the scratchings are 9 and 10. Race 6, 5 and 9. And race 7, take out 2, 6, 11 and 12. To Caulfield, day one of their Cup Carnival. They awarded yesterday, 6 mil went on in irrigation. Track is a good 4, 19 degree top and the weather fine. Race 1, number 3, the Big Easy. Race 2, number 4, Chief Ironside. And 7, Waging War, 4 and 7. The 3rd, number 1, Anaheed. 3, number 3, Leucotra. 7, Knowles. And 10, Sand Station. 1, 3, 7 and 10. Race 4, number 5, Demerara. Race 5, number 6, True Self. Race 6, number 11, Affair to Remember. Race 7, the scratching of 10, Dansteria, number 10. Race 8, number 6, the Holy One, 9, Creator, and 19, Serengeti, 6, 9, and 19. Race 9, take out 9, odd Duff, Tom Melbourne's out. 6, Diner, Iconoclasm, and 21, Twilight Run, 9, 16, and 21. They're the scratchings for Caulfield. Now, we know that Eagle Farm are an hour behind us, so these are the current scratchings on a good four after 20 mil of rain overnight. Race 1, take out number 1, Oink. Race 2, number 6, Testabello. 10, the Silver Lady, and the emergencies, 12, 13, and 14. Race 3, number 6, Clever Miss, 9, Combat Kid, and 10, Rothenberg. Race 4, the only scratching at this stage, number 2, I Dream of Green. At the moment, race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 1, Pleased. And the last of the scratchings at the moment, race 7, number 8, Copywriter, and number 15, Lady Solano. They're the scratchings at this stage for Eagle Farm. As we know, they're an hour behind us, so we'll wait and see what happens over that time frame. Now, Adelaide Racing today is on the course proper, Morfordville. It's fine and a good four, and the Penno 5.49. Race 1, take out 5, Comfort Man, number 5. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, number 2, Dollar Dollar Bill. 4, Mr. Holyfield. 7, Buana. And 15, Handorf. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 1, Zerace. And 11, King Spirit. Race 7, Morfordville. 1, Miss Jane. And 5, Nothing But a Saga. And race 8, take out 1, Kapersky. And 10, Miss Ayano. 1 and 10. They're the scratchings currently. They haven't gone final, but they're very close to going at least to interim. Peter Alice to preview that program at 10:35 this morning on radio. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing, building into a big day of racing. The rest of us back in 2 minutes for our preview hour for Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock, and we offer a high-quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half-sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park throwing a ball for a small dog to bring back. Other people know the best place to be is your local tab. We're those people. This Saturday, exclusively in your local tab, if your horse runs second, third, fourth or fifth in all races at Randwick and Caulfield, get a bonus bet back up to $50. All races at two tracks at your local. I know where I'm heading. Tab. Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group have lent over $12 billion globally and are trusted by over 100,000 small business owners worldwide. For access to funds as fast as the same business day, visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender